Kao
It is said that the Lord Chaitanya came to try to understand what Krishna feels, what Radharani feels when she loves Krishna. And he came 500 years ago. So the question is why he didn't come before? Why he waited for so long time to try to understand? Why Krishna waited so long to try to understand what is Radharani's love?
The question is asked when it describes the different internal and external reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj explains that Krishna was thinking that I would like to understand the happiness Radharani gains by serving me, and what is the nature of her love, the greatness of her love, Radha Pranaya Mahima, the greatness of Radharani's Pranaya, and what does it mean to be my devotee, and what does it mean to serve me? So the question asks, why did Krishna wait so long? You know, he waited so long, 4,500 years, because Krishna had a desire. But it's not exactly like that. You're looking at the time factor from your viewpoint, but it's not told when he had that desire. Maybe he had a desire 500 years ago. But it's not told in any shastra that when Krishna left the planet, at that time he was thinking, Radharani's so great, and I want to be Radharani, I want to be Radharani's Bhav. And it's not told, it's just said, Krishna's Kaviraj describes the thinking of Krishna in Adi Lila chapter 4, or chapter 1, or well, that verse, Radha Krishna Pranaya Mahima. He describes Krishna, one day Krishna was thinking, he's not saying when. So apparently he thought it, and then his thought became manifest in the avatar. Because you can also ask the question, who comes first, Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna? Because they're eternal. Eternal means no beginning. So something's eternal, has no beginning and no end. That's the meaning of eternal. So Lord Chaitanya avatar is eternally existing in the material world, and Krishna is eternally existing in the spiritual world and the material world. And so they're both eternal aspects of Bhagavan. So it's just to try to explain, Krishna was thinking, but you know, there's ultimately everything is causeless. It just happens. But Krishna's Kaviraj tries to explain, Krishna's thinking, so then he came, but he's always here. Because that verse is there in Gita, how Krishna appears. What is that verse again? No, Krishna appears in the fourth chapter. Krishna just appears, doesn't worry. Krishna's over here, he just manifests with someone.
Janma karma cha
medivya. No, not that one. Ajopi.
Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim svam avishtaya sambhavam atma mayaya.
Yeah, that's the verse. What's the translation?
Although I am unborn,
in other words, the verse in Gita says Krishna manifests. Because sometimes they say Krishna descends to this world. The avatar means one who comes down. But he doesn't really come down, he's over here, he comes down to our senses. Becomes manifest to our senses. He's right here. Some people can see him, some people can't. If you have praying, you can see him. So he comes down. Oh, he comes like a rocket ship coming down from the moon or something. He's already here. I heard Satyan Rani explain this also. And this verse is there in Gita. What verse is that? Look up here. I think it's in there. It's a popular verse. It says he manifests by his Atmabhaya. I manifest by my own energy. Fourth chapter of Gita, verse 6. Ajopi san avyatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim svam adishtaya sambhavam yatma maya. He said, although I am unborn, my transcendental body never deteriorates. Although I am controlling all living entities, I still appear in every millennium, my original transcendental form. That's an interesting translation, but the Sanskrit doesn't explain all this millennium, all these things. It says, sambhavami atmamaya. Sambhavami means I manifest, I become manifest by my atmamaya. So my form is transcendental and it's ever-existing, and I manifest when I want to show myself, or someone becomes qualified and desirous of having my darshan. So, what was the point? I got lost. Lord Chaitanya appearance, it's just, it happens automatically. Now, the reason is he wants to, that is one reason, but what's the reason? It's just Krishna's lila, and it's nitya. So it's not, it happens this day. It appeared to this world most recent time, 1486. Lord Chaitanya appeared. Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya. But he's always, he can appear any day. You can see him today. If you have the prema, if you have the bhava. So there's no answer that why he waits so long. He's always here. He's always chasing Radharani's love and happiness. Because that form is eternal. These things, eternality, is a little hard to understand because our brains work in terms of cause and effect. Beginning cause, and so when you explain there's no cause, creation is eternal, material energy is eternal, it's manifest and unmanifest. In Christianity talks about creation, destruction. So we have, in Sanskrit, we have the word Srishti and Pralaya. But Srishti means, the word Srishti in Sanskrit means manifest, it means emitting, E-M-I-T, emitting. And Pralaya means unmanifest. So it's not that it's not, everything's existing. It's in the body of Vishnu, and manifest in the body of Vishnu, then it's withdrawn in the body of Vishnu. But doesn't cease to exist. It's a little hard to concentrate here, but this is Vrindavan. The challenges of Vrindavan. So. I can't hear it, John.
Why did Mahaprabhu choose Jagannatha Puri to manifest his pastimes? Why did he choose that place?
Where's the question?
Why did Mahaprabhu choose Jagannatha Puri to manifest his pastimes?
Right, Shyam. Hare Krishna. Right. Question is asked, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu choose to live in Jagannath Puri? After he took sannyas, he met his mother in Chandipur. They went to Charya's house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked his mother, how can I please you? Because it's very important for the son and daughter to please the mother. Because the mother is described in Vedic Shastra as the Adi Guru. She's the first guru of the boy or girl. She's a teacher everything. So, Shachi Mata lost her husband when the elder brother of Nimai Pandit left home, took sannyas. His name was Shankaranya or something like that. His name was Shankaranya. No, it was Vishru was older brother. Vishwambar's older brother is Vishru. He left the house with some sannyasi, Shankaranya or something. And when he left the house, then like Dasarath, Jagannath Mishra left his body. So So Sachi Mata lost her husband. And then she had one son, she lost her son, her eldest son. And now Lord Chaitanya is taking sannyas. So she has no one. Her lost her husband and lost both her children. So she was quite unhappy. So Lord Chaitanya asked his mother, Vishwamaya asked her mother, what can I do to make you happy? She said, can you stay somewhere nearby? I know you can't stay in Navadri because your wife Vishnupriya is here, but can you stay somewhere nearby where we can get news about you? Because regularly people from Navadri are always going to Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra. Bengal and Orissa are very tightly connected. People always take vacations from Calcutta. They go to Jagannath Puri and they have beach houses there. Many people in Calcutta have houses in Puri. So it's a vacation spot for Bengalis. You know, they like to go there. So you get news right away. So Lord Chaitanya says, all right, to please your mother, I'll stay there. So the answer why he stayed there, to please his mother. This is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, which you haven't read yet, you're a new devotee. But if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, you can read his whole description there. But it's nice, it's because Lord Chaitanya, he's called Prema Avatar, he's also Maryada Avatar. Maryada Avatar is, of course, generally thought of as being Ramachandra, Bhagavan Ramachandra. Maryada means behavior and conduct. And in Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's some verses describing Maryada where Lord Chaitanya said he becomes angry if someone doesn't follow the proper Vaishnava etiquette. It says Maryada Langana, Mana Krode. His mind, Lord Chaitanya becomes angry in his mind, he becomes Krodha, becomes angry in his mind, he sees Vaishnavas misbehaving, not following proper etiquette. Juniors aren't respecting seniors, or there's wrong behavior. So Lord Chaitanya himself was such a strict follower of behavior. So you can look at Lord Chaitanya also as a Maryada avatar. Behavior is very strict. He would stay up all night with Ramananda Roy speaking Hare Katha, but when it came to take meals, he wouldn't take any meals from Ramananda Roy. A break, because followed a strict niyam as a sannyasi Brahmin. He only took food from the hand of a Brahmin or from some temple. Sometimes he took from different temples when he was traveling throughout India, which is of course cooked by Brahmins. So you see many examples of how he followed the Maryada. When he took sannyas, he gave up his Brahmin thread. He gave up, because when you take this Advaitin sannyas, you give up your sikha, you give up your Brahmin thread. So he gave up his Brahmin thread, gave up his sikha. He didn't have any, he gave up neck beads. You don't have any signs of a Vaishnava. You see paintings of Lord Chaitanya with neck beads and japa beads. And that's not the way it was. He's called Dasanami Sannyas. Advaitin Sannyas, there's 10 names of Sannyas. One name is Chaitanya, one name is Puri. These are names of Mayavada Advaitin Sannyasis. So he took sannyas, he gave up his sikha, he gave up his neck beads, tulsi neck beads, if he even had any, he gave up his Brahmin thread. But you see old paintings from Orissa or Bengal, old artists. There was one painting that was commissioned by King Prataprudra. It was a famous painting of Lord Chaitanya. He has no sikha, no neck beads, and no japa beads. You see pictures done by Indian artists, Lord Chaitanya with Java bag in his hand, Jay Java. He's got T-Log. It's not like that. But sometimes they say he didn't wear a tilak either. But it's told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I don't know if he wore all the time, but when he came to Radhakund, he made tilak from Radhakund mud. That's described in Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 17 and 18, describes his visit to Radhakund. So he came and took the black mud from Radhakund, made black tilak on his forehead. Urja Pundra, Vaishnava tilak. But generally, you know, the sannyasis don't wear tilak. So that's the Puri thing. His mother never went to Puri, but she got news regularly from Puri. Jagannanda Pandita was sent once to Mayapur to give news. Once Mother Sachi was cooking for Nimai Pandit. He was living in Puri. And she, when she was meditating, Nimai's eating her food, she saw Nimai sit down in front of the altar and eat her food. So Lord Chaitanya sent Jagannanda Pandit. He said, tell Mother Sachi that the shak she made on Wednesday night was really good. So when Jagannanda Pandit went there, he said, you know, about a week ago, you made some spinach sabji. There's 25 kinds of shak in Bengal. There's Brahmi shak, there's purple shak, and green shak, and yellow shak, and shak made from Brahmi leaves, all kinds of different spinach preparations. Brahmi for the brain, you know, Brahmi. They make from the Brahmi leaves, they make a sabji. So Lord Chaitanya told that, and because Mother Sachi was wondering, is he really, because she saw him, she had darshan on her son was eating the lunch that she cooked. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, yeah, I was really there. I went from before I came to Navadi, I'm eating from your hand. So she felt a great relief. Jagannanda Pandit came and brought that news. It's interesting, Chaitanya Bhagavat. I want to say something funny. The Vrindavadas Thakur says anyone who remembers or anyone chants the name AI in Bengali means mother. You say I. You say I, you get love of Krishna, you get Krishna frame. Vrindavadas Thakur says this in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So nowadays, everybody's talking about AI, artificial intelligence, AI, or AI art. I don't like AI art, I like AI art. You know, people have different ideas, opinions about everything. So everybody has their opinion about AI, you know. Robots and AI. I think it's good. AI. Maybe it's a trick to get the world to get Krishna free. AI, means Mother Sachi. Just like someone, a long time ago, there was something called tsunami or something. There's some tidal wave and many people got wiped out in Indonesia or Polynesia or something, big typhoon and tidal wave. And so I didn't know much about the news. We don't follow the news too much. So some people came from Delhi and said, what do you think about tsunami? I said, it's very good. I thought they were saying tsunami. Tsunami is a good name. Nami Namano means a good name. The good name means Krishna Nam. So they said, what do you think about tsunami? I said, it's very good. You're cruel. You're thousands of people got drowned by tidal wave. What are you talking about? Tsunami is a hurricane, a typhoon. I said, oh, I didn't know. So AI, tsunami, you know.